Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from David.
David says, I would love to hear your perspective on the U.S. News & World Report law school rankings. Recently, one of my target schools sent out an email saying they would be withdrawing from the rankings for several reasons, mostly anchored in the belief that the school's values run counter to the U.S. News methodology. What are your guys' thoughts on the significance of the rankings and the potential impact of a school stepping off of them? As an aside, the scholarship estimator, that's lsatdemon.com/scholarships, the LSAT Demon scholarship estimator and included 509 reports have been a great tool, and I was curious if the Demon rankings align with the U.S. News rankings at all.
Okay, let's start with that last question.
Yeah.
The Demon rankings are just reporting the U.S. News rankings. So when the Demon scholarship estimator tells you that Texas is ranked whatever it's ranked,
16.
We're just 16. Thank you. We're just pulling that from U.S. News. We're not saying that we agree with that or that we care that much about it. We're just saying that's what U.S. News, the most prominent and really only respected ranking system out there, says that school is ranked.
What happened to the above the law rankings? Remember when that was a big deal, that above the law had these new rankings and it was like big news and everything? And
I wonder if above the law is just not serious enough to take seriously, right? They're constantly like gossiping about legal issues. And it's kind of like, okay,
yeah.
Do you want to be a rankings site or just anyways, we don't those. So we're just reporting facts. Actually, the estimator is really just a tool that takes publicly available data from U.S. News as well as from the ABA 509 reports and puts it in a form that you can then use to estimate your chances of getting a scholarship. You know, I really wish David would have included the actual language from the email, but it sounds like the school said, hey, we're withdrawing from the rankings.
Yeah.
Which is very misleading.
Yeah. The reason why that's misleading is that the schools, all they're really doing is they're refusing to fill out the U.S. News survey. U.S. News surveys all the schools. So when a school says we're withdrawing from that, all they mean is they're not going to fill out the survey. But U.S. News is still going to rank the schools. My guess is that if you don't fill out the U.S. News survey, that can only hurt the ranking of your school. I don't see how that's ever going to help the ranking of your school.
Yeah, it's their protest. So if you think that if you're already screwed in the rankings, then withdrawing, well, it's not going to do you any harm. So, but it's only because you're not doing well, probably.
Yeah, I mean, right.
It's or as well as you would like.
80th in the country, and you know they're saying is fuck U.S. News. They're trying to make a big show of it. You know, like, well, okay, Ben, what was really the purpose of this email that David got?
It was to try to undermine the ranking on some level, so that when people see that it's a lower number than what this school should in theory be, people don't shy away from the school.
That's a purpose, but I think another purpose. And you could say that this is the purpose of every email that this school sends out.
Marketing. It's look at us.
To get you to apply. They're trying, David. They are trying to get you to apply. They thought that if they sent out an email saying that we're withdrawing from the rankings because of our, you know, they tried to frame it in terms of like, well, U.S. News is, you know, they're. It's an artificial thing that's got like we can't comply with their requirements because we have a specific mission and blah, blah, blah. All they're trying to do, David, is get you to apply to their school. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, also, it's probably easier to not fill out that form than it is to fill out that form. But when Harvard or whatever said, we're not going to fill out that form, then all the other schools said, yeah, we're not going to fill the form out either. And U.S. News is going to say, oh, okay, great. We're going to rank you anyway.
Yep. It's like car ranking sites or anything out there. They're ranking these things because they want to rank them, because people want them ranked. It's not based on whether the people being ranked are participating. Yeah.
It's all not news. The only thing that would be news is if students stopped using U.S. News and World Report.
That would be news.
That would matter. If everybody decided that they were not going to look at the U.S. News and World Report rankings anymore, then that would do something.
But schools, I think,
filling out a survey. U.S. News is just going to still put out their rankings and everybody's still going to pay attention to them.
Yeah. By the way, I think that's genetically impossible.
Genetically?
I think it's genetically impossible. I think humans are hardwired to rank all sorts of things. How else are you going to decide where to go to law school of 200 fucking options? You want some sort of ranking. If that's not U.S. News, then you're going to look to other people. Who's good? Why are they good?
Yeah, because there's such an information gap, right? The truth is that law schools are largely the same. They follow American Bar Association requirements. They teach the same shit. 1L is exactly the same pretty much at every school. Yep. 2L and 3L, they have electives, but the electives are a lot the same. Even sometimes you'll have the same professor teaching. I remember having a professor at Hastings who also taught across the bay at Berkeley, who also taught at a lower ranked school, USF. So it's like, okay, so that's the same professor teaching the same class at these different schools. They're just the same. It's the same. The thing that's not the same is the prestige that's going to be on your resume.
Well, there's two things, right? There's the prestige and there's the caliber of student.
Yeah, that's different.
And law firms are looking at that as well, right? That's why they hire from certain law schools, but not from others, because it saves them time. Weeding through hundreds of applicants for your law firm at lower ranked schools, you might find a diamond in the rough, but it's probably not worth your time and effort. So there's just like huge institutional pressures and just innate ones that are going to make rankings perpetuate no matter what people try to do.
Yeah.
So I just think it's never going to go away.
Certainly this school not filling out U.S. News survey is going to have no impact at all on this whole game. Thanks for writing in, David. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.